This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Every week, while the legislature is in session, and that ends next Friday, apparently, we bring you a live legislative update, our Under the Dome legislative update from Topeka. Actually, tonight it's actually from Topeka. With us now is State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, especially now when we're here together. It's
kind of fun. I love it. Thanks for having me, John.
We talked a little bit. You heard the last segment. We touched on it briefly with Elizabeth Patton from AFP. You know, tax relief has been a big issue all session, both property taxes. I actually heard on my way up that you guys are once again looking at income taxes and a single rate, which is a shock. I didn't realize you were looking back at that again. Conference committees have kind of now, it's at that stage, because the House has a very different bill than what you guys have in the Senate. So my question is, where are we at? I mean, I know from conversations with other senators and from conversations with your colleagues in the, well, I call it the upper chamber. You won't, obviously, but in the House, they're very different positions.
Yes.
Are we going to get a compromise? What do you think? What do you think it ends up being? I mean, they're very opposite positions.
We are, John, but I think at the end of the day, we all heard very loud and clear that the number one issue for our voters when we were out on the doorstep was property tax relief. We do have two very different plans. The House has a different plan. The Senate, we passed our 3% cap on valuations year over year, which the House doesn't really like. They have a different plan, setting up an Ad Astra account, which would then be a motivation for those local governments that do not exceed the rate of inflation or the CPIU, which is the Midwest average of the inflation rate. And so very different approaches, but at the end of the day, as you said, we're headed into conference committee. The tax committee from the House and the tax committee from the Senate will be meeting and hashing out those differences. And I'm cautiously optimistic that we will get a compromise bill because we know how important it is to Kansans.
Let me ask you, since you brought it up, I don't know if you saw, we're going to have Dave Traubert on the show a little bit later, but there was an interesting piece that he issued. This came out actually earlier today, 9 o'clock this morning, from Dave Traubert, who's from the Kansas Policy Institute. But he basically says that as part of their Ad Astra plan, they're effectively eliminating the revenue neutral policy. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I hate revenue neutral in that they always exceed it.
Right.
Which it frustrates the heck out of me. I wish that they'd actually stick to that revenue neutral and stop exceeding it, because as far as I'm concerned, every time you exceed it, it's a tax increase. But apparently, according to Dave, in the House bill, they're basically eliminating that. Now, is that true, or is Dave misinterpreting it, or have you looked at the House bill?
I have looked at it. That is true. They're eliminating the revenue neutral rate. That's not sitting well in the Senate. I'll be just blunt about that.
Now, if I had a House rep sitting across from me, what would he say in defense of that?
I think they would say that they are providing an alternative to that, which is a protest petition format that they like better than revenue neutral, I think is what they would say. But
how does that work? So let's say, as it happens every year, Sedgwick County exceeds revenue neutral, because they've done that every year. I get that exceeded, then I can, file a protest to that?
I believe so.
And then...
And there, I believe, if I remember right, there would be a hearing.
Okay.
And where the public could, kind of like revenue neutral, could protest the raising
And who hears that?
I would assume your local officials.
They hear it, but they could just ignore it?
Well, that's a good question for the House.
Okay. So are there any consequences? Because right now there's no consequence for them exceeding revenue neutral either. So it's frustrating.
No, there is not. And as I believe that article, if I remember, I read it this morning as well, doing away with that could cost, about $60-65 million?
$61 million tax increase is what he's alleging.
Yes, I believe that was the figure I remember as well. Yeah, I think revenue neutral has at least shed some light and held some of our locals responsible for when they want to exceed.
Yeah. Trust me, every election cycle I've been hitting our city councils and our county commissioners for R&R, and when they exceed it, I get mad at them because it's a tax increase.
It absolutely is. And up until now, they've gotten a pass. So I'm not sure why the House wants to mess with that. I think that's a good thing. I want to keep it in. But I'm going to be open to a compromise because, like I said, at the end of the day, we've got to get property tax relief for Kansans.
And it's interesting, again, like I said, on the drive up here, I heard that both chambers are looking at the single rate tax, income tax, which,
correct,
again, is a great idea. I love the idea. Hey, Pat, come on over here for a second. I love the idea of a single rate income tax again.
Right.
Because, wow, I mean, looking at income taxes is a fantastic idea.
I love it, too. And how that would work is that we would basically, when revenue exceeds the inflation rate, we would buy down our income tax rate. What we have to be careful of, though, John, and we all know this is the cautionary tale, we still have to control spending. And I think we're talking about cutting taxes. If we learn nothing before, we've got to control spending. And to that end, we had a bill on the Senate this last week that the president brought that would limit spending to the rate of inflation plus growth. We could not spend more than that.
Great idea.
Yeah. And it passed in the Senate, and I think that's a great idea because I think that's the other side of the coin we keep ignoring. Hey, we need to put more money in people's pockets. We got to control our spending. Our budget is spending for this year 15.5% more than we spent last year. And I keep harping on this. We've got to stop spending. If we're going to provide more money for folks, we've got to control our spending here in Topeka.
We're talking with State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, if you don't mind, since I've got
one of the beauties
of sitting here in Topeka is occasionally we get folks that just wander in. I've got State Representative Pat Proctor. Pat, grab that. We were talking about the property tax plans. One of the issues, I don't know if you saw the letter that came out from Dave Traubert about revenue neutral and doing away with that. And obviously the Senate's got their plan. I'm curious, is he right in his interpretation of that?
Well, I'll tell you, I am a truth and taxation fanboy, no doubt. I mean, I fought for it.
Yeah, I'm a taxpayer bill of rights guy.
There you go.
So.
Yeah, I fought for it when it started, and I was knocking doors and pounding the pavement, trying to get voters to hold folks accountable for rising property taxes in Leavenworth and in my district. And the sad truth is that Republicans just don't come out in the odd year elections. And, you know, we can keep trying to do the same thing and get the same result, or we can decide to try to add some incentives to it. And so that's
what the protest petition would do.
Yeah, and I have the deepest respect for Dave Traubert and KPI, but I simply disagree with him on this. I don't think we're doing away with truth and taxation. I think that we're putting some teeth to it. You know, there's a carrot if you keep your budget under a certain level, you're going to get a bonus, you know, bonus from the state in terms of additional revenue to augment your budget. But if you don't hold the line, the taxpayers can walk right into their county clerk's office and they can sign a petition and make you. And that's what we haven't had because, you know, I love truth and taxation, but at the end of the day, you know, it worked for a year or two, and then those local elected officials realized that they weren't going to be held accountable, and they went right back to raising our taxes.
And I like that idea because, as I've noted, every year they keep exceeding revenue neutral in Sedgwick County. They keep coming up with this cockamamie story, oh, well, we can't or we have to, while they're building $10 million elephant barns, for example. And yet they still claim that they have to do it. Or in the city of Wichita, we have to do it while they build $600,000 golden porta potties and $1.2 million in art at the water treatment plant. So I do like the idea of a protest petition. Is that kind of where you're thinking, Renee? Or, again, it's lovely having a senator in the House. But this also shows why these two plans are so, why the two chambers are so diametrically opposed on taxes.
Absolutely. Nothing but respect for my colleague across the chamber here, but the carrot that they're using, to quote my good friend Stephen Owens, it's a carrot. It's like a carrot to a Clydesdale. It's such a small incentive, and why should we pay locals for doing what they should be doing?
For doing their jobs.
That's right.
That's true.
I mean, why should we be paying them for what they should be doing to begin with? And it's a carrot to a Clydesdale. It's not going to be enough, I don't think, to alter behavior. I'm all for teeth. I don't think this is the way to get teeth in it.
I'm on my quarter break. Let me take a quick break. This is a perfect illustration of why I'm not entirely sure anybody's going to get any tax relief coming up. But, you know, you've got another week. We'll take a quick break. You mind sticking around?
Of course.
All right, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from Topeka, thanks to my friends at Eck Insurance. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, broadcasting live from Topeka, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. Want to remind you as well about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Don't forget, AFP believes that freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity. If you want to make your voices heard, you want to get involved in helping, for example, to educate voters about the upcoming Supreme Court selection process, visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We still have with us State Senator Renee Erickson and Representative Pat Proctor for a dual legislative update, ironically. Let me start with the Senate. I had the Speaker Pro Tem with us last week, asked him about two bills he had no clue. So I'll ask you, Renee, about these two because they're in your chamber.
Okay.
Two marijuana bills. Senate Bill 294 was introduced, this authorizing the processing, distribution, sale, and use of medical marijuana. And let's see, you also had Senate Bill 288, which would ban, House Bill 2405, which would legalize marijuana cultivation, manufacturing, possession, and sale. That's basically, come and get it, all free marijuana. Any chance either of those see the light of day?
I hope not.
Don't mince words, Renee. What do you really think?
I hope and pray not. I mean, if we learn anything, you know, we try to make this out as some financial boondoggle, and what we've seen is it's a boondoggle, all right. It hurts your finances. It's bad for the workforce. It's bad for our kids. It's bad for law enforcement. I certainly hope we don't go down this path, and until the federal government changes its schedule on marijuana, we truly can't have true medical marijuana. It can't be prescribed by a doctor and dispensed by a pharmacy, and until that day, I'm a firm no.
You don't think it'll go anywhere then, I take it.
Are they even holding
hearings on it? Because you've only got a week, so if they don't, it's...
Not that I know of. The only committee that I know meeting is Public Health and Welfare outside of conference committees. That could change. As you know, everything's fluid.
Well, nothing dies in Topeka.
Nothing dies, but I certainly hope we do not. We do this. We tend to do this every session where at the last minute, we try to throw a marijuana bill through, and every time we're able to stop it, and I hope that's the case this time.
Any chance it comes up in the House?
We passed it once. So.
Yeah, that's what Blake said. Yeah, you did your job.
Now, I will say
back.
I voted against it last time. I compare this to, frankly, the sports gambling bill, which I also opposed. You know, you have these huge billion-dollar industries that come in, write a bill for us, and tell us this is what I want you to pass, and it's just chock full of all the advantages and all of the loopholes that they want that they've already exploited in other states, and then we pass it, and then we're stunned when all of a sudden we're not getting any of the tax revenue we said we were going to be getting, you know, and so I used to bring up Colorado, but now we've got an even more recent example, Oklahoma. They've got shipping containers full of Chinese farmers out in pot fields, farming the fields, and it's a epicenter for smuggling into the states that haven't legalized. And so I'm a hard no on all the plans I've seen. Maybe someday somebody's going to come with a bill that I can live with, but as of now, I'm going to say no.
Do me a favor, hand that microphone over there. See, again, the beauty of being in Topeka, since the Speaker of the House just happened to sit down, any chance the House takes up marijuana the next, since you're ending next Friday, apparently?
No.
How did I not see that coming? Renee, let me come back to you. The Senate Judiciary Committee heard testimony about, and this is an interesting one, banning sex offenders from being on school property. This seems like a no-brainer. I mean, how could anybody oppose this? And yet, apparently, there were people who were opposed to this.
There were people opposed to it. They thought that maybe it was too harsh to say that if you're...
Oh, my gosh! How is it too harsh to ban a sex offender from school property?
Well, you know, we got some bleeding hearts, and they think only about, you know, the offender and not the other children who are there at the school. And this stemmed from a case up, I believe, in the Johnson County area where a sex offender apparently went to a parent-daughter dance. There were some questions about some behavior, and so this bill came to fruition. Everyone already thought we did ban sex offenders from being within a certain amount of space from a school. Apparently, that's not the case. It did pass the Senate, so we'll see what happens.
Dan, you think will you take that up, do you think? Or
I thought we had done something this last week with it. Maybe we didn't.
Well, then there we go. And that goes to show.
I was thinking that we did do something with that, but I'll have to check.
That may be one that the governor, you know, may veto. Because knowing this governor, speaking of governor vetoes, I was asking, meaning to ask Renee, but since you're here, I'll ask you. She's got, you said, Renee,
three election bills, including
voter citizenship verification. I'm assuming she's going to veto that, don't you think?
Oh, I would imagine she'll veto most of our election bills, and we'll override those vetoes.
I mean, again, this is our middle-of-the-road governor.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a misnomer. That's I think that everybody has figured out that she resides in the left ditch most of the time. So I think people are finally figuring that out. I mean, she's done some things that you know, even during this last election campaign, that made it pretty evident that she is not middle of the road. Now, she can say it all she wants, and I'm going to tell you every time that it's wrong. So,
Renee, did you happen to see the tweet she sent out? I don't know if Dan, if you saw it, if you, Pat, if you saw it, but she sent out a tweet today taking credit for the $2 billion in tax relief. And I thought to myself, this is the same one that she spent, you know, months opposing, vetoing multiple times, trying to kill, and now she's taking credit for it. It's, again, if you guys are able to cobble together some kind of compromise on a tax bill this time, she'll take credit for that too, no doubt.
Well, she'll get her hatchet out again and run around saying how she's cutting taxes like she did the sales tax on food. And anyone who knows that she's taking credit for the work of the Republicans in the legislature. So nothing new there.
Yeah, but before we leave the election stuff, there's one really important thing still sitting over there in the Senate that I'm hoping they're going to take up. We have the constitutional amendment to make it clear in the Kansas Constitution that only citizens can vote in state. Not in statute anywhere, not in our Constitution. And if we're going to, you know, if we're able to override the veto on that check of citizenship on our voter rolls, we have to have that in place or the Supreme Court's just going to overturn it.
There's also, I know that another issue that's hanging out there is the how appointments or how selections are made to replace key vacancies. Where are we sitting with that?
Well, we've sent it to the governor. Okay. We sent the governor.
She'll veto that.
I assume she will. We worked with I worked with the chairman of Fed and State over in the Senate,
right.
Senator Thompson, and we came out with a compromise and we sent it to the governor. And we were just waiting
for that veto
to break out the veto pen so we can override it and send it back to
Dan, her. Dan, you expect we can override that?
I would bet a lot on that one.
Okay.
I think we actually had the override vote, the numbers to override the vote when we did it. Actually, most all of the stuff, there's a few things out there that we won't be able to override, but most of the stuff we had good, strong 84, 85 numbers on the votes as we did them. So I'm expecting lots of overrides. I would say, though, that it wouldn't surprise me a bit, because she does know that so many things will be overridden, that she might get a little bit more serious about what she lets become law instead of signing, because she knows she's going to get overridden.
Just because she doesn't want to add to that long list of how many things you've overridden over the years.
So I think that's going to be something to watch when we get to veto session, just what she has vetoed and what she didn't and did not sign, because I think there will be quite a few of those.
Well, since I've got the two of you here, particularly Dan, next Friday, hope maybe Dan Friday or Saturday, you're likely to end. Then, from what I was hearing, you're back in a couple of weeks for veto override session.
Oh, I think actually not Friday or Saturday, probably Thursday. Ty and I are we're both really wanting out Thursday.
Wow.
But if things don't go right, then we'll be here Friday.
So it's going to be a quick turnaround. What I appreciate, this has been fantastic to have all three of you here. And once we get everything done, I'm sure I will have one of you at least for our wrap-up session. Guys, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.